Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Daily Acts Matter, Rising Up for Climate Change. It's a new community event taking place Sunday, September 8th at Somo Event Center in Rohnert Park, and it's being hosted by Daily Acts. And I am here with Daily Acts Programs Coordinator Serena Consulter. Good morning, Serena.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Sounds like September 8th is a full day of music, presentations, demos. Tell us about this new event, Daily Acts Matter, Rising Up for Climate Change.
So this is the very first music festival we've ever hosted. We're pretty excited about it. You know, with everything going on in the political atmosphere within Sonoma County, within the entire country, we think it's really important to end climate silence and start being a little bit more proactive about our choices every day. So we're hosting this concert to get people really excited about taking action and doing things in their everyday lives to decrease their environmental footprint. So a little bit about this event is we're going to have five music headliners, all local bands. We have Rupa and the April Fishes. We have the Kofis Brothers, the Highway Poets, Dusty Greenbones Band, and the Real Sarahs. So if you love global alternative, rootsy rock and roll, folk, jazz, blues, and bluegrass, you really don't want to miss out on this concert.
Oh, yeah. These are all great bands, definitely. Yeah, then there's presentations, some demos. Tell us about what else is in store.
Yeah, so a second stage at the event is going to feature some climate action speakers. We have our very own Trathan Heckman, who's our executive director at Daily Acts, who will be speaking. We have Brock Dolman from the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, Supervisor Linda Hopkins, some really inspiring students from Credo High School and the Sunrise Movement, who are all going to be making presentations.
Excellent. And food court. Craft beer and wine, all that fun stuff that goes with a festival. What's in store for folks when they show up?
Absolutely. So this music festival is going to feature a community-powered climate action hub where you can learn how to plug into climate organizations that are driving change in Sonoma County, as well as, you know, the typical things you find at a music festival. There'll be delicious local food, wine, craft beer, lots of green technology demos where people can see, like, up close and personal electric vehicles, other things like that. Lots of local sustainable vendors. But the main thing is we just want to inspire people to take action. So it's going to be a great way to connect with your community and learn ways that you can take action right here in Sonoma County.
Excellent. Yeah. Daily Acts does a lot of climate education and action programs. Maybe you could talk a little bit more about what your nonprofit does day to day and how this event's going to help those programs.
Yeah. So Daily Acts is an environmental nonprofit whose goal is to inspire transformative action by creating more connected, equitable, and climate resilient communities. We do this through hosting a series of talks, tours, and workshops that give people the skills, tools, and resources they need to decrease their environmental footprint. Usually as a program coordinator, I'm the one who's on the ground leading these programs. We do a lot of water conservation here in Sonoma County, planting local water-wise gardens. But right now, we're really focusing on moving more into the climate action sphere. So this concert is going to directly fund our programs to help incorporate more climate action into our programs into the future.
Excellent. Well, again, September 8th, that's a Sunday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Somo Event Center in Rohnert Park. That's a great outdoor venue for people who've never been. They do concerts there a lot, so it's a really cool spot. And it's a great opportunity, like you said, to learn how you can take action, how you can get involved and not just have to hear about this bad news about climate change, but you can actually do something about it. So tickets are on sale now.
Yeah.
People can get tickets now. $30 for adults, $20 for kids 12 to 18. And if you're under 12, it's free. So family event, bring the kids. Get them started on climate action, you know, early and often. So the best place to get tickets would be what, dailyacts.org?
Yeah, www.dailyacts.org underneath events.
Okay, excellent. And as a programs coordinator, like you said, this is the first festival, you know, music festival that Daily Acts is going to put on. What are you kind of most excited to see happen, or maybe the thing that you're most looking forward to, this new venture that you're going to be going into as a group?
I'm really excited to see more of a positive spin on taking action. I think right now a lot of people hesitate to talk about the climate crisis because it's just a lot easier to put your head in the sand, kind of ignore that it's happening, focus on other problems happening in the world. I'm excited to see action being brought about, like making it more of a priority in our lives. In a positive way, we're going to be connecting with community, talking to other people about it, getting really good ideas of ways you can talk about it with your friends and your family. So I'm most excited about just ending the silence around the subject.
There we go. I love it. Thank you so much. So Rise Up for Climate Action, Sunday, September 8th at Somo Event Center, dailyacts.org for more information. Serena, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.